The one-year-old decided to take justice into his own hands. He had just watched a puppet show with three characters. The puppet in the middle rolled a ball to the puppet on the right, who passed it right back to him. It then rolled the ball to the puppet on the left, who ran away with it. At the end of the show, the nice puppet and the naughty puppet were brought down from the stage and set before the boy. A treat was placed in front of each of them, and the boy was invited to take one of the treats away. As predicted, and like most toddlers in this experiment, he took it from the naughty one, the one who had run away with the ball. But this wasn't enough. The boy then leaned over and smacked this puppet on the head. Throughout this book, I will suggest that experiments like these show that some aspects of morality come naturally to us, and others do not. We have a moral sense that enables us to judge others and that guides our compassion and condemnation. We are naturally kind to others, at least some of the time, but we possess ugly instincts as well, and these can metastasize into evil. The Reverend Thomas Martin wasn't entirely wrong when he wrote in the 19th century about the native depravity of children and concluded that we bring with us into the world a nature replete with evil propensities. I am aware that the idea that babies are moral creatures sounds ridiculous to some, so I will begin by being clear about precisely what I am saying. By babies, I really do mean babies. Mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, as Shakespeare put it. Now, there are babies, and there are babies. I won't be talking much about babies before the age of about 3 months, mostly because of lack of experimental data. It's difficult to study their minds using the methods we have available. Without such data, I would be cautious about claiming that such tiny creatures really do have a moral life. After all, even if some of morality comes naturally to us, many natural traits don't emerge right away. Think of freckles and wisdom teeth and underarm hair. The brain, like the rest of the body, takes time to grow. So I am not arguing that morality is present at birth. What I am proposing, though, is that certain moral foundations are not acquired through learning. They do not come from the mother's knee or from school or church. They are instead the products of biological evolution. What about morality? Even moral philosophers don't agree about what morality really is, and many non-philosophers don't like to use the word at all. When I've told people what this book is about, more than one has responded with, "I don't believe in morality." Someone once told me, and I'm not sure that she was joking, that morality is nothing more than rules about whom you can and can't have sex with. Arguments about terminology are boring. People can use words however they please. But what I mean by morality, what I am interested in exploring, whatever one calls it, includes a lot more than restrictions on sexual behavior. Here is a simple example. A car full of teenagers drives slowly past an elderly woman waiting at a bus stop. One of the teenagers leans out the window and slaps the woman, knocking her down. They drive away laughing. Unless you are a psychopath, you will feel that the teenagers did something wrong, and it is a certain type of wrong. It isn't a social gaffe like going around with your shirt inside out, or a factual mistake like thinking that the sun revolves around the earth. It isn't a violation of an arbitrary rule, such as moving a pawn 3 spaces forward in a chess game. And it isn't a mistake in taste, like believing that the Matrix sequels were as good as the original. As a moral violation, it connects to certain emotions and desires. You might feel sympathy for the woman and anger at the teenagers. You might want to see them punished. They should feel bad about what they did. At the very least, they owe the woman an apology. If you were to suddenly remember that one of the teenagers was you many years ago, you might feel guilt or shame. Hitting someone is a very basic moral violation. Indeed, the philosopher and legal scholar John McKyle has suggested that the act of intentionally striking someone without their permission, battery is the legal term, has a special immediate badness that all humans respond to.